It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. We like to do a segment on this show from time to time called
A Chance at Love. Chance at Love. Chance at Love.
Yay!
If you've never heard it before, it's a game we normally play with Jose and a random female that is usually met on Facebook or Insta.
And correct me if I'm wrong, I don't remember doing this recently.
Yeah, no, that's worrisome, isn't it, for you, Jose?
Well, since Jose has had zero luck in the female department, translation, he's hit his DM limit on Insta for the month. We thought we should switch it up a little bit and see what happens when we play the game Chance at Love Married Edition with our own Brooke Fox. And her oppressed husband, Michael.
Oppressed.
He's a great guy. And he hates doing these things for this show.
Wow.
I'm going to tell you that right now.
It was their anniversary over the weekend.
And that's why.
Before we even get into this, I'm just going to play a clip before they even had a chance to open any of the envelopes.
Oh, no.
I'm scared.
Pre-game, this was the first audio file we found on the recorder from that night.
Oh, no.
9 years in. Our marriage almost ended tonight over one single gray rug. Because in modern times, when you have a bathroom rug, you put it on the ground when you're showering, and then you dry off over it. And then when you're done drying off, you put it back up so you can enjoy the nice tile below it. It's not reason to get divorced, though that's what I experienced this evening.
Okay.
I'm going to divorce you if you don't stop talking about the rug. That's what I heard.
Yeah, are you ready to play the game?
Oh, I want to talk more about the rug.
So clearly that night, things were already a little bit heated.
Yeah. It's just like every time he puts a rug on the side of the bathtub, dirt falls in the bathtub, then I have to clean the bathtub. We won't get into the rug
debate. That is very annoying.
Yeah. Well,
anyway.
Weird.
It sounds like a very solid relationship. If you've never heard A Chance at Love before, here's basically how it works. We gave Brooke 8 mystery love envelopes.
Yes.
She
yes.
and her husband had to open 5 of them. Uh-huh. It could be their choice. And once the card was opened, the two lovebirds must answer each question inside, no matter how embarrassing it is.
I'm nervous.
And in the end,
this.
We'll see if there's a true connection there.
Oh, thanks, Jeffrey.
Or if divorce is on the horizon.
Wow.
Like her husband was just saying in the previous clip.
Uh-oh.
Now, Brooke, when Jose plays the game, he usually consumes more than the recommended amount of booze.
Yeah.
Now, I've been told you were feeling pretty good as well that night. What was the drink of choice?
Well, you know me. Wine.
Okay.
Yeah.
A specific.
Yeah.
Is it the box wine, or did you go a little classy for the anniversary?
Oh, we had a bottle, but it was twist off still.
Let's listen in.
I'm excited.
As Brooke and her husband, Michael, open up their first Chance at Love card.
Envelope number the dose. If there's one place anywhere in the world where you wish you and your partner could go hook up and no one would see it happen, where would you go? Be specific. Oh, I know immediately.
Really?
Yes.
More than anything, I think I just want a vacation, and I would go to the beaches of Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
It's shallow enough to where like you could do it on the beach and it'd be really good. And then guess what would happen next?
A golf cart would pick us up.
No. Oh.
We would stay laying there, and someone would bring us a margarita.
Dude.
And then do you know what would happen next? They'd bring a taco.
Taco.
Wait, do you know what? Who else just showed up? A massage therapist just showed up.
Just keep coming.
I'm gonna get a massage. We could even take the sex out of the whole thing and just get massages and tacos and margaritas.
Dude, massages and tacos and margaritas.
And then do you know what's gonna happen next? We're going to take a nap.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
I like how things got so good. It's like, let's take away the lovemaking
of this. Interesting that your fantasy hookup with your husband hooking up with your husband.
I still stand by it sober. I'm just letting you know.
The good news is Michael did sound on board with the zero lovemaking, too. So
that was cute.
That's a positive. Let's just get to your next question. What envelope will they choose?
Number one. Question number one. What would you say is your spouse's most repeated sentence or phrase? Give a quick impression of what they sound like saying it.
What's my most repeated phrase?
Oh, baby, I love you so much. That is your most repeated phrase. I love you, and you mean so much to me. And you're handsome, you're really funny.
I don't know that we go that far.
But I think the most repeated phrase is, oh, baby, you're so...
Baby? I don't ever say baby.
Oh, you're right.
You don't say baby. That's just in my head. I imagine that.
You want babe? You want me to start? Hey, babe.
No. In my funny little hilarious sad world, no, I don't want that. No. Next.
Why is your world sad?
Next question.
We don't have time to air that part.
Yeah. That got dark for me for a second.
Well, you're the one that's making it dark. He's saying these really nice things that you say, and you're like, no, there's no mention of love. I would never say that.
I know, I don't know what to believe. He's like, you're handsome. No, yeah. Michael.
We do not do the babe baby thing. That is not our MO. And then he called this world sad.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm sorry. What should Michael have answered with then, Brooke?
I think I love you was a good, strong answer. It just kept going. Oh. You know, like, they asked for the phrase. Like, listen to the question.
Don't elaborate.
Okay. And make sure you text in to 78592 if you want to comment on Brooke and her husband's chance at love. What do you think? Are you hearing the romance like we are?
Are you excited to get married?
Yeah.
Doesn't sound very exciting yet.
I don't know. Let's keep going with another question.
Okay. What one am I opening? 7. In a relationship, nobody wants to hear you're acting just like your mother. But look at your partner right now and tell them the main way they act most like their mom.
Whoa. Oh, shit. Shots fired.
Oh, man. You have a very hard time admitting you're wrong.
What does that mean? How does that look? I don't understand.
Like earlier tonight when you were insistent that Ben Affleck and Jennifer Aniston were married and you wouldn't believe me.
They were lovers at one point.
Whatever. They weren't any of that.
Google's wrong.
See, exactly. This is the part that I'm talking about where you won't admit that you're wrong. Like, I know this.
And Ben Affleck have been, they were lovers years ago, and then they went and did their own thing, and now they're back together.
No, that's Jennifer Lopez.
I'll get back to you.
Yo, right. I was like adamant. I'm like, he's right. And then you said it. I go, wait a minute. You're right, too. It's the wrong person.
No, he still wouldn't believe me after he
even looked at
this. Is what you spend your anniversary talking about, bro? Whoa, it's like, come on.
So we've been through 3 questions, and so far, according to Brooke, Michael's gotten all 3 wrong.
Yeah. But
if you think this first part of Chance at Love Married Edition was weird, you just wait, because we have physical challenges coming up.
Wow.
And spoiler alert, I'll just tell you, Brooke was not impressed.
Surprise,
surprise there. Yeah. We're going to continue Chance at Love next.
Chance at Love.
They're not going to play that.
What do you mean they're not going to play that? This is our story, so...
No, you're trying to be funny, and it's not funny.
If you couldn't tell,
I thought he's really funny.
We're in the middle of playing Chance at Love Married Edition with our own Brooke Fox and her husband Michael for their 19th wedding anniversary.
It's not 19.
Oh, it's not?
A long time. Yeah, no.
It certainly feels like a long time.
No, I love him. He's such a great sport for doing this.
He really is.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think there's a lot of husbands out there that would put themselves through anything like this.
Oh, no.
So credit to Michael, but we're playing to see if their marriage and their love will stand the test of time.
That's not why we're playing.
It's just maybe that's a bonus, a little perk that we get out of it. And so far, Brooke and Michael have been given 8 mystery envelopes. They've opened 3, and we're getting some really great insight into life with Brooke.
Yeah.
Does it, why do you say
you
like
mean
that?
Into a loving relationship.
Yeah. Does it sound like love to you? Text in to 78592, and maybe the answer will be even more clear after we hear the next question.
Pick an envelope, my love. My lover.
I love the number 3. Let's start there.
Okay, open it.
Can you open it?
No, it's your question to ask me.
No, why don't you open it and then
just
I'll read it.
Open the envelope, my love.
Imagine you and your spouse have been selected to appear on the show The Amazing Race.
That's the show I wanted to be on.
What would be your partner's biggest strength and their biggest weakness in the competition? My partner's biggest strength would be her love for the show. The biggest weakness...
That's not a strength. How am I going to win? Because I love the show. That's
because you're familiar with how it works and the strategy and all that stuff. The biggest weakness would be your bossiness.
Excuse me? Excuse me.
You're bossy.
Okay, no, I am just assertive.
It causes anger. Like tonight, bossy about the rug.
Do you know what I think your weakness would be? You talk too much to people. Like when we go to the grocery store and we have to spend 15 minutes in the checkout line because you know every cashier. That doesn't bode well for The Amazing Race. You get on with it. You can't just sit in the cab and talk to somebody because you made friends.
I love those people, though. Those are the stories that make life worth living.
It's a weakness.
You know, Brooke, I really hope that you and your husband do end up getting on the show because you would never leave the start line.
It's a race, Jeffrey. Yeah. I mean, you should see the man make a quick grocery store run.
I like how you didn't give him a strength, Brooke. Just a weakness.
I'm bossy? You're doing this wrong.
Okay, I might be a little bossy, but I think that there's a negative connotation to bossy. I mean, men don't get called bossy, and they're just as bossy as women.
Thanks for telling me, boss. Anyway.
You're mansplaining that to me.
Earlier, I told you that Brooke and her husband were going to be given physical challenges.
Oh,
so
is it?
Now it's time to hear.
Here comes the foot race. What is it?
Let's see how they did.
I'm going with number 8. Two things that are scientifically proven to spark romance are, music and alcohol. So you're going to combine both. Take a sip from your drink and gargle the most romantic love song you can think of to serenade your partner. Aww. Who came up with this? I don't even know how to gargle. It's delicious.
You have to leave it in your mouth.
You keep drinking it, Michael. You have to leave it in your mouth to gargle it. You're singing Annie Hard Knock Life?
Because of my work.
You think it's that bad to be married to me? You're being mean, and you know it.
I'm trying to be funny.
No one is asking us to do this because they think you're funny. No one's relying on you being funny.
I'm not funny, okay.
Oh, wow, bro.
Dude, just straight in on
it. That was slam eye brutal. He said Hard Knock Life after
it. It was so funny of him.
It was really funny.
I was supposed to sing a romantic song. I thought just one time on our anniversary he was going to do something romantic.
He was trying to make you laugh, Brooke, on your
anniversary. Was he? Because he was saying it's a Hard Knock Life to be married to Brooke Fox.
All right, so Michael's 0-4 on his answering his questions, but... You know what? Now it's Brooke's turn. Will she do better at the gargling and prove once and for all that she loves her husband much more than he loves her? She's going to try. Let's listen.
Real quick, what love song would you have gargled?
Well, the one we listened to tonight, the Adele cover of the Bob Dylan song.
Could I challenge you? All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Brooke gargling a love song.
Yay!
I'll hand it to you. That was impressive.
Oh, wow.
That was Make You Feel My Love, our first dance song at our wedding.
I mean, weird that her gargling is the sexiest that Brooke has ever sounded. I mean, I could still hear a little bit of bossy judgmentalness in the gargling.
Stop it.
Also,
it's very long.
When you compare, you can tell that he had a little sip. Brooke put like the whole bottle of wine in her mouth and it was overflowing.
You know what? Yeah. I had a job to do, Jose. And I take that job seriously. But my teeth were so red after that.
Well, you sounded great.
Yeah, thanks.
Finally, we've come to the last question in Chance at Love, Married Edition. Let's hear it.
Soon.
And remember to text into 78592. Tell us how you think this marriage is going.
Which number are you going with next?
I'm picking envelope number 5.
That was not nice.
Hey, didn't you want heartfelt answers?
If your spouse won the lottery, what do you think would be the first thing they would go buy?
Why are you taking the mic? Can I hold it? You asked me to hold it.
No, just give it to me. I don't...
See, bossy. Give me the mic.
You don't have the headphones on. You can't hear what it sounds like. Okay, I think that you would go buy... What was that brand you liked that was at Target? Stussy? No, it wasn't Stussy.
Stussy?
Oh, Mossimo. You love the Mossimo brand. If you won the lottery, you would buy the Mossimo brand and revive it because it's dead.
The number one hoodie. You're right. But I might get you a new car. Because the car you're driving is from 2008. I'm a little embarrassed. I would also invest in a weekly detail because the daily peanut butter napkins from the morning drive are nasty.
Peanut butter napkins.
Well, like I have a peanut butter toast, and sometimes the peanut butter like oozes over, and then I just crumple up the napkin and stick it in
gross.
The dashboard.
Ew. You know you do not have to win the lottery to buy a new car. I just bought a car. If I can do it, anybody can do it.
Text into 78592. How many years are left on this wonderful marriage?
No.
It could be 90 years.
Okay. Okay. Well, it's till the end of time.
Anyway.
I love that man.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.